שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חורבן כהזדמנות לתיקון.
We are in a lesson on the topic of the ruin as an opportunity for correction. We'll read selected excerpts. We're in excerpt number 12. You can find the excerpts in the study materials tab in the Avot system. You can also send questions, relevant questions, maybe aired during the lesson. Ruin is an opportunity for correction. Rav, please.
Is the correction we need to do upon this that the Creator broke the vessel of Adam HaRishon? So all the parts of this vessel, they feel themselves distant, opposite, far, hating one another, and so on. Their correction is in connection. But in connection, it doesn't annul the previous corruption. This of what we learned before in the first parts of the document before us, that it's not a corruption by correction. Rather, the corruption must be. And as much as we advance in spiritual attainment, we will more and more feel the corruption, the records that have awoken in us from the shattering. They will be more and more bigger shatterings, bigger records, more important. And we will feel how much the gap is truly more and more greater from between us and between us to the Creator, such that, as it's written upon the students of Rabbi Shimon, that they wanted to kill one another. That's on one hand. And also towards the Creator, that we'll feel ourselves such that we're not just far, rather we are opposite from Him to such an extent that we hate and we reject and we don't want. That's how it happens during the time of shattering and the time of correction. It's the opposite of this. The states will be very, very contrasting of shattering and correction, darkness and light, day, night and day. And we correct these things. Now, not towards the direction that we're erasing the night and the gap between them, rather that we rise above both these discernments, that the darkness should illuminate as the light. Then in such a manner, we will advance and reveal precisely that same connection, that same attitude, that same connection that we need to attain, which is not exactly like the corruptions and corrections in our world, rather they have a different flow, such that both these and these complete one another, and they bring us to their one source, that in which everything comes together, and in such we reach that He will be in that day as His name is one, He is one, His name is one. That also the coarseness, darkness, breaking, hate, and also refinement, light, love, all this will connect together. We don't understand how this could be, but it will connect together. And the entire creation is in sum total will reveal to us its one source, the upper force. So let's see, what exactly is happening in the correction of the shattering, as the name of the document that we're reading now. That its correction is correction in us, not that we're doing something outside of us, that it is in order to correctly connect all the different opposing parts of creation, and not that one will dominate over the other, although sometimes it's written in that manner. Rather, the main thing for us is to perform what Kabbalists advise us to do, and then we'll see how much all of creation is one thing, unique,
shalem,
and whole.
Please, Oren.
So we are in item 12 in the document, The Ruin as an Opportunity for Correction, headline, Correction of the Shattering, item 12. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do His will. As was said in the Zohar, that Adam HaRishon would tell all the created beings, let us bow and kneel and bless the Lord our Maker. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin, until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. For one foreign item in a bundle spoils the entire bundle. The correction of this began in the generation of Babylon, when separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham the patriarch and his descendants, to have a community gathered to serve the Creator. Abraham would walk and call out the name of the Creator until a great community gathered unto him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham. Thus the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. And the end of correction will be in the future, when all become one bundle to do your will wholeheartedly. Again, item 12. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do His will. As was said in the Zohar, that Adam HaRishon would tell all the created beings, let us bow and kneel and bless the Lord our Maker. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin, until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. For one foreign item in a bundle spoils the entire bundle. The correction of this began in the generation of Babylon, when separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham the patriarch and his descendants, to have a community gathered to serve the Creator. Abraham would walk and call out the name of the Creator until a great community gathered unto him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham. Thus the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. And the end of correction will be in the future, when all become one bundle to do your will wholeheartedly.
I don't know so much what to add here. What he writes. If you have any questions, please.
No, Kiev.
Okay, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот это вот добавка, чтобы выполнить желание Дворца.
Yes, the Rav, this addition of doing the Creator's will to become one bundle, does that always need to be added in our work?
We need to form, to establish a correct desire from our part, which is broken, which is opposite, which is corrupted in some total, in all sorts of manners. We need to correctly form it as much as possible, even though we're not capable, we don't understand, and we don't feel as we should. Although we do what we can towards the correct desire to be connected between us and the Creator, to bring the creation to a state like it was before the shattering. And our efforts, our actions, all that we make the effort to perform, this is what takes out all of creation from the state that we are in some one point, and so it enlarges all of creation to infinity, and begins to stand out, each person, each detail, and each correction, as it's written, 620 times more, which is infinite. And thus we reveal what was, what there is in all of creation, and that we are in all these things in the center, and we truly determine and reveal and attain that it was done for us.
That's it.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What is that foreign thing that ruins the whole work?
Spirituality is wholeness. And if there is something that doesn't join this wholeness, then it corrupts the entire wholeness. It's written, there is no little bit in spirituality. You can't say, oh, it's a little bit small. It can't be. It's entirely either this way or that.
Ashkelon 2.
This action of calling, going and calling on the Creator, what is that work in the 10?
Again?
This action of Abraham going and calling out, what is that action for us in the 10? It says here that Abraham would walk and call out the name of the Creator.
Yes, just like we need to go out to the world and draw them to connection. That's called that we're going out and disseminating the importance of the work of the Creator. Okay, Ashkelon.
Tov.
Okay, so we'll continue. Oh, and I see that everything's clear? Yes.
Excerpt 13, Baal HaSulam. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it's written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things, rather saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. Again, item 13. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam Rishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. Rav, what does it mean that there is one soul in each and every one? What will happen to our desires after we correct? We'll want the same thing, see the same thing, what?
Ultimately, meaning at the end of correction, each one attains that he belongs to the soul of Adam HaRishon, and he attains what is in Adam HaRishon in its entirety. Such for each and every one, they reach the same degree, and not that one on the account of the other, or that we all attain together, and only then each one then attains. Rather, each one reaches the degree of Adam HaRishon.
And each one has his own unique point of view?
Yes, it doesn't contradict one another.
How does it not contradict?
Can't explain that to you now. That's the condition of wholeness. You slowly, gradually, you begin to feel that that's how it needs to be. And it cannot be otherwise. It will change soon, actually. It's not something that's at the end. Rather slowly, now gradually, he will reveal, maybe even in the next few lessons, that it could be that you attain the general soul and that it is you, and in this you don't bother anyone. And everyone also attains that same soul. And also along with this we attain how much we come closer and we turn to be as one. It's all the spiritual attainment is emotional attainment. Emotional. And thus, what can you do? You need to advance and make an effort to develop more and more and more of our sensation. Sensation is desire, yes, to correct the desire.
Rav, a few lessons ago you said that we, as if we're already doing the work correctly, but not yet together. Could you, maybe it has to do with this together being this one soul?
Yeah,
there is the soul Yes. Each one of us is a part of the soul, separate. They cannot feel anything, because all that we feel in spirituality is actually in connection, in the stitch between the parts. As much as there is opposition, rejection, rejection, opposition, and against this there is connection, adhesion, instead of hate, love, and both these things, both negative and positive, they operate together as the coarseness of the vessel and the restriction upon it not to use the coarseness, rather on connection and refinement. That's how we need to see the matters.
Is it correct to say that, let's say, this thought of togetherness, they try to keep holding on to it when we're with the friends and without the friends, and there's a feeling that for this to happen, this me has to disappear. Is that true? The I has to disappear for this togetherness to be, or the togetherness is a collection of I's? Hope I explain clearly.
You need to disappear in this, that you don't want to control, to dominate in your crude dominance over everyone. But actually, you need, along with this, to hold everyone together in an equal manner, in a whole connection, in devotion of spirit, in mutual arvut, responsibility, such that you turn to be as one whole. That's what you need to worry for. And such for each and every one.
Okay.
Baltia 2.
Раф, а что значит ноздри? Что здесь значит ноздри?
Лошамати. Что значит?
Wait, I didn't hear. What word is that?
Винзас.
And he asks about and breathed into his nostrils.
Вдохнул душу в ноздри. Что значит ноздри?
А. She natanlo
my nostrils.
That he gave him internal force. Avir, air he gave in him. That's it. Afterward, we will learn what is the parts of the head and the rosh, and why it's specifically written like this. We'll learn about it. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, when I'm in the shattered phase, how do I come to the feeling that this is advancing me?
My friend is asking.
You need to talk with this along with the friends and to read what's written. And to see that all our attainment comes from darkness to light, from the state of separation to adhesion, from this that we're confused to this that we're understanding, feeling. And all this we attain by connection between us. Nobody on their own can improve and smarten and feel spirituality. Rather, in the extent that we connect, then we make out of this puzzle a whole spiritual picture.
Rav, that's it.
Yes.
What we must constantly consider.
I think that there is no more important than to be together, to feel that we're together, all the time to feel that we're together. And the Creator has to be revealed specifically in the connection between us.
Okay. Ita Levan.
Caro Rav, nel passo precedente dice che la comunità di Abramo in Babilonia.
Dear Rav, in the previous item it says that the congregation of Abraham in Babylon didn't attain the correction, but that it will come in the future. The text says so. How should we live in thinking that we too won't achieve the correction and it will only come in the future?
In Babylon, we attained only separation, and we spread from Babylon to all the continents upon the entire earth. That's what we attained in Babylon. And from then onward, we are coming closer to connection between us, especially now, in these times, in the beginning of the stage called the last generation, we attain how much we are separate, distant, opposite, in mutual hate and so on. Why now? Because we've come closer to one another, both corporeal, technological, culturally wise, education wise, doesn't matter, between all nations of the world, there's a connection between us that we can reveal to an extent on one hand. We're all covering the earth. And how much, on the other hand, this humanity is in separation and distant and opposition to one another. This is the time called the recognition of evil. In this recognition of evil, that we're not connected, upon this, that we, along with us, that we are dependent on one another. Now this dependence will be revealed in how much we cannot serve correctly between nations and countries from one to another. And soon we're going to see, in the coming time, we're going to see how much we're truly in incorrect order in the connection between us. And we in this ultimately will need to understand that there is no choice, rather only the nice, good connection between us, which is called Arvut, will give all of us a privilege of existence. Otherwise, we won't even be privileged with the existence of the corporeal existence. There may be, God forbid, more wars, problems, but Bala Sulam here says there is no compromise. Even the Third World War and Fourth World War, including an atom war, everything can happen here, can pass over the earth here. That's what he writes. It cannot end as it is now. Rather, even if we don't reach a state that, even if we reach a state that we all die and only a small collection of people will remain upon the earth as a small group, there will nonetheless come to connection between them. And from within this, that they will include in them all the suffering, all the human suffering, for all the generations and all of all types. And then they will raise this suffering in prayer, in connection between them, and in such they will pass it to a spiritual degree. And then already all of humanity will continue to exist on the spiritual degree. That's called that they will have a new land, new desire, a new sky, meaning connection, adhesion, intention to bestow. And such they could more and more and more resemble themselves to the Creator. That's what ultimately needs to happen. Just for this, there is few more opportunities, different variations, that it could be that it won't be exactly like this, rather more nicer, easier, more accepted by us. But that depends how much we will understand and feel the urgency of correction and advance along with him.
No.
Quindi dobbiamo credere che noi raggiungeremo.
So we need to believe that we will achieve with our 10 in this time in our life the final correction.
No, I don't promise you that in this time, in this life, in our life, but it's on the way. It could be a few more generations. We've entered the era, the period called the last generation. But how many of our generations that human beings live through? Could be that it'll take another 100, 200 years. I don't think so, if you ask me. And it depends on our effort. We could end everything within the next few years. The upcoming years.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, lama bore shavaret.
Rav, why did the Creator shattered the partsuf of Adam Rishon and not a different one? What's special about it?
What other partsuf?
That's what I'm asking.
You had some other parts of him? Some other parts of
I don't understand the central feature, how central this Potsuf is in the whole system. Why?
It happens, what can you say? The will to receive that the Creator created.
Adam.
He formed them in the form of Adam. That can, meaning that they can resemble him. And this Adam, as it is written, would see from one end of the world to the other, would understand and recognize with all the parts of creation. He was in his form like needs to be after all the corrections afterwards, whole. The Creator created him whole.
But
what was lacking in this Adam? The sensation of self, the self-awareness. It's not that he does it, it's not that he feels that he exists. He was as an angel, performing all that was demanded of him, without any internal struggle, internal decision, doubts. He wasn't Adam, he didn't feel it, he didn't live it. He didn't have a soul. The opposite part from the Creator, which is also identifying with the Creator. And thus, this demanded a unique correction, which is shattering. It's not exactly shattering. It's building of the lack. In what he is opposite from the Creator? And what is he different from the Creator? What does he need to attain to be like his Father, like the Creator? And thus, there is no choice. Rather, he received his will to receive in an opposite manner. He began to see himself as broken in all his desires, intentions, thoughts, actions, that he cannot direct himself to be similar to the Creator. And thus, in order to correct the state, to recognize it, to advance to the form of the Creator, then this form that broke, it began to recognize itself. What's with her? what's happening. And that already is what the Torah is telling us about. There is nothing in this that's unique and special and difficult. Rather, depict this state to yourselves that you cannot do otherwise. Rather, simply in special actions, not too complex, gradual ones, one by one by one. In such a manner, we advance to revelation of the difference between Adam HaRishon and the Creator, and how much you can, along with this, to come closer to that same form. It's all speaking about the desire.
Is there anything besides this partsuf in the system, or it's that's the system?
There isn't, no. There's nothing else besides this, only the upper force and that same desire that the Creator created, called Adam, which is in the future meant to resemble this Creator, and thus he's called Adam, similar to the Creator.
Brazil 1.
Brazil 1.
Hello, Hav. Hello, Rokli. Hav, when you're just speaking about, describing about Adam and the upper force, it really, I felt it's personal. I felt this is our work, and I felt that we're pushing a wall. Is it correct to make this important? Because the important, other than importance, there's no other choice, because it seems like you're pushing a wall.
We learn, we go along with our study, and make an effort not to run off to all sorts of philosophies, and then everything will be okay. ET20. Rav, till now, humanity lived in some principle that I appreciate only what I lose. So, is there a chance for hastening?
Chance for hastening is on to the extent that you mingle with the friends and go along with them. Until then, it's not considered anything. Latin 12.
Gracias, Rab. Buenos días. El texto menciona hay 600,000 almas y las chispas. ¿Cuál es la relación entre
estos? Describes here the 600,000 souls and the sparks. What is the connection between these two elements?
Neshamot v'nitzutzin, ze lo chashuv, ze element.
Souls and sparks, it's not important. It's spiritual elements of the desire that's in order to bestow. We will learn that further down the road. PT 31.
He writes that that same soul is in the nation of Israel and each and every one. How does that come to expression in the difference in that same group, in that same group called Israel, compared to the whole world?
It's internality and externality. The same things we're clarifying now, everyone will have to clarify. Except for them, it will be easier, faster, because we are the inner part, core of the correction, and they are the outer part of the correction, but they too will have to somewhat use the method of correction. There are people who envision the car, there are people who design the car, and there are people who use the car. Everyone according to their development and the root of their soul.
There is someone who belongs to the nation of Israel in a natural manner, and someone who, as we know, belongs to it internally according to his desire. Why is it like this? What's the purpose?
Because the desire the Creator created and called it Adam, that desire includes in itself all kinds of desires, and they all must attain adhesion. So then by the shattering, there is mixture between us, and throughout this mixture, we begin to get corrected. So everyone has his own time and degree of how he reaches these corrections. That's clear. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that the desire refines?
Becoming purer, meaning more and more parts of its desire become in order to bestow.
Which is, the Creator refines our desire from within our incorporation in the Ten?
Yes, all kinds of reasons, yeah.
Instead of this, that we prefer bestowal and love?
Yes. All right. Now, PT 19.
Shalom, chaverim, shalom. Ma kavana, hu kotev...
Hello, friends. What's the intention? He writes at the end of the excerpt, and according to the extent that they refine, in that same extent, the general soul illuminates on him. What does it mean, the general soul illuminates on him?
The upper light, the Creator, enters him and is felt in him more and more, to the extent that he refines himself from in order to receive and approaches in order to bestow. All right? Okay. Internet.
From Kabyu,
they ask, what was the sin that leads to the shattering?
The sin doesn't depend on anyone. It's the Creator's plan to bring the desire he created to the opposite state in order to receive, so that he tries to ascend from that and discovers that it can't do anything, not in mind and not in heart, discovers the shattering and asks for each and every step that the Creator will raise him and bring him closer to himself. And that's essentially the plan.
From Asia,
they're asking, Rav, could there be a shattering if we don't have the opportunity to correct?
Yeah, sure. That we're shown the shattering, and this shattering is shown to the whole world, to all people, how much they, whether they understand the reason or not. Clearly, almost everyone don't understand the reason, but they do have to feel the shattering to the extent that they are in contrast, in remoteness, and in such a bad state. Our whole life is really just opposite states towards spirituality until we begin to feel that we can't exist this way. It's gradually increasing. And this impression forms and joins a greater recognition of evil. And then humanity begins to start crying for help. We can't continue this way. Where is the justice and the upper force, if it's anywhere, and so on. And so because we are just built from the desire to enjoy, the desire to receive, and we feel so bad, then we cry. And from this suffering, we begin to reveal who is the cause of our suffering, and that's the Creator. Or the will to receive he created. And that brings us closer to the point of truth.
From
Germany, they ask, what does it mean to bless the Creator? How do we do this?
One man can bless the Creator, and the group can bless the Creator if there's a reason for it.
From Kabiyu, did Abraham have tens?
Abraham discovered the necessary correction for attaining the correction of creation, and therefore what he had was the love of the created beings. That's what he understood that needs to happen. But the dividing to tens and all of that and so on, that didn't happen until the Exodus from Egypt, until the in-law of Moses came and suggested them, offered them to do that way.
Last question from Kafkaz. What does it mean that Abraham went? Of course, it's clear everybody walks, but what's the meaning in this excerpt?
What is that? Meaning he worked on dissemination. He would disseminate in Babylon the method of connection, the method of correction, that love thy friend as thyself comes to us from Abraham. That's the first spiritual law. The tens and all those things are means to achieve love thy friend as thyself. And so when we come to that, we immediately attain within that love thy Lord. French.
Quelle est l'utilité des générations précédentes dans notre travail, actuel ou à venir?
What is the use or influence of the previous generations on our work?
From the previous generations, we can take the same method, but use it in our generation. Because each and every generation has its the demand for it. The method doesn't change. Coming closer between people until we build such a system where one upper force is revealed. And for that, our connection also needs to be as one, and in the relationship between us, we have to build such forms of connection that become the right kind of kli, the right kind of desire to reveal the single one light. Owen?
Excerpt 14, Bala Sulam. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in the Adam HaRishon. Again, item 14. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one soul exists in the whole of Israel, and each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
No.
Well, and you're going to have to read again.
14. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel.
Even though it's the whole of Israel, meaning all the souls that yearn for the Creator, but he for now only feels his own.
In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially, meaning by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Meaning there is something that he attains, which is the whole or the collective, but still in the sense of his own yearning and self-progress. In terms of his returning to the collective.
And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Meaning that ultimately one comes to a state where he discovers all of the soul of Adam HaRishon in himself, and that is his complete correction. Moscow
3. Здесь указано, что человек ощущает общую душу в мере того, насколько
очищен. It says here that when a person feels the general soul, the extent that he refines himself, what does that mean?
Probably that he doesn't want to use his ego, the will to receive, and wants only to connect in order to bestow with others, to the friends, the Creator, the group. How otherwise and how else can he discover the Creator? Only in a vessel that he collects, assembles from the friends. The Creator set up the group and told them, take it, connect with that, achieve Arvut, and in it you will discover me. We will meet there. So, we try to do that.
Tell me, please, in this state, in this place, Do we feel the suffering of the world? We need to rise to the Creator?
To the extent that we connect, we begin discovering the troubles, problems, challenges, bigger, lower, smaller. When we connect, we discover in this vessel that we've assembled. It's a vessel of our connection. We already feel differently everything that needs to happen. We explain all those things differently, not through an egoistic, individual, personal prism as before, but already in a different way, tied to our connection, through our connection. And so we first have to achieve corrections, and then through these corrections we'll see how we discover a new reality, and it will be literally a new reality.
Rav,
my beastly sensation is the indication for the attainment of correction?
What else do you have besides the inner emotion? Where do you feel everything?
Well, I mean, that's correct. I'm just truly asking.
So what could it be if you don't have more? Yeah. Tell me before.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. What's the connection between the generality of Israel and the soul of Adam HaRishon?
The whole of Israel, meaning it includes all of the desires that they all come from the shattering of Adam, and that includes all of the people that will ever be in the world, all the souls, that all the souls and how they can incorporate with each other, come together, they achieve connection and correction of the shattering in a way that they can reveal the Creator to some extent according to their level of correction.
So just like there is a private soul that incorporates in the generality of Israel, there is also the soul of Israel that incorporates, I don't know, the generality of the world.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're a little bit confused. There are people who long for connection. They are the central part, the centerpiece of the soul of the world. They long for connection, for attainment of the Creator. That's the main thing for them. These people are mostly members of Bnei Baruch. And possibly there's more around us, and we need to advertise ourselves better and better so that we can welcome them as well. And that will make our correction easier. The amount here is very important. And that's it. So they are called Israel in that they long for the Creator. Yisrael, straight to the Creator. Other than that, it's just people. I don't mind what they're dealing with.
So my question is, if like he writes here, that the private soul of Israel, let's say somebody from Bnei Baruch, let's say they refine themselves, and then the soul of Adam HaRishon illuminates on him. That's the process that occurs here?
If a person yearns for attaining the Creator, it means that this the same soul that even before it went through a correction, it shines on him. So he as if longs to go come back home.
that is at the end of correction?
No, he just longs for that state, but the path is still long.
If he refines himself, he reaches a state that...
If he completely purified himself and connected to all the other souls, that means that he's in the final correction.
Okay, so my question is, what is in this on this state, or rather a more general state, let's say all of Bnei Baruch, that refines themselves?
Bnei Baruch, if they connect to each other, to be as one man and one heart, and by that they attain a portion of the collective soul, which relates to their connected desires, and they attain the Creator on their degree. If we say they've done everything they possibly could in their connection, and then connecting to all the other souls to bestow to everyone, that would mean they've achieved their final correction, their personal final correction, because all the rest are still not corrected.
Okay, so in the same extent that one private individual from Bnei Baruch, this is common, it's all of Bnei Baruch. So what is the common of all of Bnei Baruch? What can you put, compare against Bnei Baruch?
We have nothing to compare with all of towards all the people, the broken desires that are destined to be correction with respect to Adam, with respect to the soul of Adam HaRishon.
We don't have the same work like we do between us.
Mister, you're still so far from that. You shouldn't get confused. You have a 10 in front of you. Please do your work there. And then it will certainly be for the better. And all the rest is philosophies that you're not really feeling closely. It's not closer to your sensations. It's not worthwhile. I'm not just telling you, I'm telling everyone. We should make an effort to be connected in the 10, for each and everyone. And that's it. That is what we, for now, need to focus on doing. Italy 3. We don't hear you.
Tov. Turkey 1.
All right, Turkey 1.
Thank you. My friend is asking, in contrasting circumstances, how do we set an example to advance friends?
Levarer tasterot.
To clarify the contradictions, but in a practical, fast manner, and then move on. Understood? Okay.
Please, next.
Excerpt 15.
From Likutei Halachot. The vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
Again,
item 15. The vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
No more. You see, the main vitality, sustenance, and correction of all creation is that the created beings come together in unity and love. That's it.
Allah.
Next.
Excerpt 16. Bala Sulam writes, all our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandments, is to soar once more and raise all those souls that fell from Adam HaRishon, that fell from Adam HaRishon into the klipot, the shells, until they are brought to their first root, as they were in it before he sinned with the tree of knowledge. Again, 16. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandments, is to sort once more and raise all those souls that fell from Adam HaRishon and fell into the klipot, the shells, until they are brought to their first root, as they were in it before he sinned with the tree of knowledge.
Ken.
Yes.
PT3.
תודה. מה זה הפעולה הזאת להתכלל?
What is this action to incorporate?
Incorporating.
איך אני אגיד? שכל...
How will I say? That each one of from this one bundle is incorporated or integrated with with someone from another bundle. So let's say you have 1,000 units in one bundle, and you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 in another bundle, and everyone is integrated in everyone else. That's what we call incorporation.
Why 1,000 on one side, 1,000 on the other side?
No, it doesn't have to be 1,000 and 1,000. It could also be 1,010. What's important is the incorporation, that everyone is included in each one.
So beforehand they need to incorporate between themselves, the 1,000 and the 10?
Normally, yes, but we will scrutinize these things more later on. The forms of incorporation are not that simple. It depends on each and every degree, and chasadim and chokhmah everywhere, and each sphira that is in control of its of that level.
What does it mean that they all shall be in one? I'm going to read this excerpt again and also read the next one. So first, I'm going to repeat number 16. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandments, is to sort once more and raise all those souls that fell from Adam HaRishon and fell into the klipot, the shells, until they are brought to their first root, as they were in it before he sinned with the tree of knowledge. Again, 16. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot is to sort once more and raise all those souls that fell from Adam HaRishon into the klipot, the shells, until they are brought to their first root, as they were in it before he sinned with the tree of knowledge. Next excerpt, 17, Bala Sulam writes, you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly. Again, excerpt 17, Bala Sulam. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. And in that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you will cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly.
What words, huh?
טוב. Yeah. אז מה נעשה?
Okay. So what are we, what will we do? All right, PT 9.
בקטע 16, הוא אומר שכל עסקנו זה לחזור.
Rav, in excerpt 16, he says, we want to go and scrutinize, connect all those parts of our soul. Well, what is this scrutinizing?
How much we can make more corrections to be tighter together as a single body.
How do we make scrutinies?
By trying to get closer in our views or contrasting views, doesn't matter. What's important is the intention, the desires, that to feel that we're all as one man in one heart.
No.
If possible, Rav, I'm asking, because you know what we say, what do we need to do? And you say connection.
Right.
We're learning a topic now that's talking about destruction is the ruin and this opportunity for correction. I'm trying to understand that.
You have to learn the ruin as preparation for correction. All in all, you can't learn something without something opposite that. You can't. So, that's always the case. He explains this to us. And if we are talking about the shattering, then what for? Who invited the shattering? Why do we need to do that? We can't understand anything if not through its opposite. That's how all of reality is built. Because to begin with, it's built from creation and the Creator, and we can't discover the Creator directly. So the created being has to be arranged completely opposite to the Creator, and then from one thing and its opposite, we can attain the Creator. Same thing here.
So we need to also reach sensation, right? Not just understanding.
Mostly sensation. From the sensation, we will understand. Yeah, we can't come to an understanding directly. What will we relate to? Or we relate our understanding to? First you feel, then you understand.
So the sensation, where does this come from? Me personally, when I look at the world, I feel the shuddering there in my family and my health. I feel it much less than in the 10, let's say.
Because you're approaching it with your mind. Try to reach the emotion. And then it'll be different.
Bit by bit.
I understand you, but that's how we develop our vessels. It takes a long time.
Moscow 3. Спасибо. Здесь написано, куда бы ты ни посмотрел, место это будет благословенно.
It's written here, wherever you will look, the place will be blessed. What does this mean? Looking? Who's looking?
That in order to correct the bad things, we have to see them in front of us as preventing us from reaching wholeness, that they are against us, that they are disturbances. So if we relate to them that way, then we can correct them, because the correction is not up to us. What's up to us is only to want the correction to rise above the world, so to speak.
Kabu 7.
That's it. Kabu 7.
What does it mean to fall into a klipot?
Into intentions and thoughts that are in order to receive, that are in order to enjoy them by yourself, and not that I pass them to the friends and the Creator so that they would enjoy it.
Kiev 1.
Thank you.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как вот мы делаем такое исправление, чтобы
действительно, yes, Raf.
Здесь написано Шхина.
How do we make such a correction that truly, as it's written here, the Шхина, divinity, will dwell on the connection between us?
We have to connect to such an extent between us that and the connection between us in total, even to the smallest extent, there will be something common that dwells between all of us. Then the Creator can be revealed. Try to imagine the connection between people, between the friends, as they wish to build in their thoughts and desires, such a desire, such a common desire and common thought, in which the Creator can be revealed. Because the Creator is the common quality relative to everyone. If we all connect as if we're making one out of ourselves, then the Creator can appear.
Bulgaria 1.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, как это возможно соединиться две части, которые отпали от
того, что... What's it possible the two parts of Adam HaRishon will connect, which are very different in their development?
We can't connect them into one, but only as if we connect them into one. Meaning both of them work in order to be connected and bond with the Creator. If you are taking an engine, for example, you have all kinds, all parts there that move in different directions, sometimes opposite to one another, but they are all working towards one common goal. The same in the group, 10 sfirot, each one is completely different from each other. From here comes all the variety in creation from these 10 sfirot. But they're all connected in order to bring from themselves a vessel to the Creator so He can be revealed. They can give Him contentment. If these qualities are different, are opposite, but they all want to connect with the Creator, you have a patsuf, you have a soul, and the Creator is revealed in them.
Раф, можно еще? А почему ощущаю такой купнеж соединение?
And why?
По подобию. И что делать с это?
Do we feel such a difficulty to connect?
Don't
look for similar people that you that want to connect with. On the contrary, try to connect with everyone, regardless of whether or not there's something similar to you, between you, or something close to you, like the way we are looking for friends in this world. No, you need to look for those who have the same goal as you. And they might be otherwise totally different, completely not like you, but they have the same goal. So each one from his own place, but towards the same goal, then we connect. That's the matter of the connection in the group. That's why we remain different. And on every level that we approach the Creator, we become even more different than one another, more opposing. We want to kill one another. But together with that, we have a Creator who's holding us to be together for His sake. And that's how we arrive with a huge will to receive. When we arrive at a state of adhesion with the Creator, it's a thing and it's opposite. It's a contradiction.
26. Дорогой Рав. Вот если в процессе
управления мы создаем такие. During our correction, do we generate such shapes of connection in which we feel we have wonderful connections that are built? Situation is smooth without fluctuation. So what happens in such a state, in the inner state inside, does it stay?
Certainly, even if you see now that you are closely related, that you're similar, that you're willing to connect, but soon you will begin to discover how different you are from one another, how much you are in opposition to one another, you can't stand one another, you hate one another, so on and so forth. That's the growing will to receive. And above that, you will nevertheless have to build such a connection between you that is for the sake of the Creator, because He is obligating us. And there is no other choice but to do that. Then in the connection between us, above all those great disturbances, we will attain Him. And this is the structure of the Patsuf, where there's a great coarseness, and above it, restriction, screen, reflected light, and attaining of the upper light of the Creator. That's how the soul is built.
PT
35.
Thank you very much, Rav. To continue what you just explained to us now, maybe you can explain how you can describe what the last line says, that everything you will cast your eye on will be blessed.
That to the extent that we identify the disturbances, each one's will to receive, and how much we are in opposition, we have nothing to do with it. Nevertheless, we go above it. We want to connect in spite of the disturbances that it brings me. And I understand he's disturbing me and he's there. I have no way of correcting it. Above it, I try to connect with the friends, and that's what each and everyone does. So, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon, although they wish to kill one another, great deal of hatred, they come to the lesson, they connect above the hate, they hold themselves in such a way, and then above their egoistic desire, they discover connection because the Creator shines to them. And then in His light, they begin to attain the Creator and the entire spiritual structure of the soul. But down below, hate and hell remain. And that's how we build it. More and more we build the hate and above it, love. This is the meaning of love covers all transgressions, all crimes. And this is how it has to be at home and everywhere in the human society. We have to learn about it, and we have to teach everyone about it, that this is how we need to exist. It cannot be like for a little baby where everything is pink all around him and there's nothing else. Rather, each and everyone has his own personal hell and personal heaven. He's got his own hate and his own love, and a person has to get accustomed to living with these two parts together, one on top of the other, until in the end of correction, with the help of the greatest light, we'll reach a state where all the evil will return to good. Let's go to women, Oren.
Yes, hello, Rav. From Brazil 4 and Chile 1, they're asking, in Excerpt 16, treating that all our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, what does that mean?
Where we want to connect above our ego, this is the meaning of performing a mitzvah, commandment, because that's a command, to be connected as one man in one heart. And in order to do it, we see that we can't do it, but we ask for the strength from the Creator, and this is called the prayer. So in total we have a mitzvah, a commandment, and a prayer. A commandment to connect, love your friend as yourself, and where do you get the strength to do it, the power to do it? From the prayer to the Creator.
Are the mitzvot, some mitzvot are more important, some are less?
No, all of them are about love your friend as yourself. They all of our actions, all of the commandments, they all converge on connection. We have to raise the Adam HaRishon from the shattering. This is the essence of all the commandments. The Creator shattered it, so from this shattering, we will re-establish this puzzle, this structure, and we'll reach the essence of the connection, which is the Creator.
From Kabu 8, in Excerpt 18, it is written that we should connect all the drooped organs. What is that action?
All the people in the world are parts of my soul. And this is relative to each and every one here.
From France 1. Does what we do affect the general soul?
Of course, what we do is the correction of the general soul. We are the greatest, we're the most advanced compared to all of mankind who are dealing with the correction of the soul. Very big group. We wish to be even bigger, as much as possible. And together with that, we understand more and more. We become more connected into one action, one goal.
To continue, what does that mean to return to the general soul?
It means to reestablish the soul of Adam HaRishon, that structure where we're all connected in love your friend as yourself, and connected with the Creator in love the Lord your God. Where when we perform these two actions, we correct everything.
From Chile 1,
is the state of the return to the collective. Does that happen in the ten or between tens?
First of all, in each and every ten, and later it will also be between all the tens.
Mac 38. How will our world look like after the complete correction? What is that world?
Our world will not look like anything. It will rise at the degree of Atzilut. And we will all feel ourselves existing in one desire, in one thought, in one light, in one creator, in an infinite, eternal form. We cannot imagine it right now, but this is what has to be revealed, and it will certainly be revealed sooner or later, and it depends on our work. And we want to be the first in it, and the leaders into it.
Moscow 18. Previously, you answered a friend that Adam Rishon was the opposite of the Creator. But at the same time, he identified himself with the Creator. What does that mean?
No, we will learn about Adam Rishon later. For now, we can't even understand this structure. It's a structure of the will to receive that includes all the individual desires to receive and is in a state where everyone are in order to bestow, and by that it annuls to the upper force in that.
From New York 3, what is required of us, of Nebaruch, in order to end the misery of humanity and to bring the correction in the upcoming years?
We need to connect as much as possible and set an example for humanity. This is our goal, our destiny, our role in the near future. This is the first stage. And later we'll continue in the degrees of spiritual ascent, and there's a lot of stuff ahead of us, all the way to infinity.
38. We live in such a special time, when we have a great opportunity to realize correction now. How to fight the blocked heart that's being more and more blocked and doesn't let us realize everything now.
We have to accept that as much as we rise above, our blocked heart will just grow because it grows so that we will rise above it. And therefore, we have to understand this correction, where there cannot be any advancement. Rather, the advancement is through correction. I mean, there cannot be correction unless first a greater inner corruption is revealed. And that is our work.
Hebrew 6. Does connection and purity mean the same thing?
Connection and refinement, purity. Refinement is the correction of the vessel, where it moves from the state of coarseness to the state of refinement, and to the extent that it's refined, it reaches connection with other vessels.
As you said previously in an answer to a friend, that we need to scrutinize the contradiction between the friends in a practical and fast way. So what's the advice if friends don't want to scrutinize that?
We have to think, we have to relate to it patiently. You know, we are thousands of years in correction, so we can wait a few more weeks. They'll change. The important thing is to be in our lessons. Let's go to Oren, part 2 of the lesson.
Let's move.